This is KCUR 89.3. Campo Lindo Farms is often listed as the source of chicken or eggs on menus across Kansas City. And if you get their eggs at the grocery store, you might have even read the little notes from the farm tucked inside each carton. KCUR intern Salisa Kalakal went to the farm to find out more.
I'm standing inside a hot, small barn at Campo Lindo Farms in Lathrop, Missouri, and I am surrounded by thousands of young chickens.
Here's some fairly young ones. You want a peek?
Carol Maddox says these three-week-old chicks are being raised as broiler birds.
These will all get butchered pretty much in 1 week. And this is what we'll take to the restaurants and grocery stores in about 6 weeks from now.
It's raining steadily as Carol and her husband Jay Maddock walk me through their small 285-acre farm. We pass by a few cows and sheep, but the main attraction and Campo Lindo's main product are their chickens. In addition to that barn of chicks, there's an even larger barn for their hens. That's where Campo Lindo's eggs come from.
They're brown egg layers.
They'll get up in the trees and stuff. Yeah, they have a big time.
Chickens weren't always Campo Lindo's main product. In fact, when Carol and Jay bought the farm in 1990, they mainly dealt with cattle. But when they had their first son in 1995, they realized that they needed to make a living off of their farm. That's when they started focusing on chickens.
And initially, people would drive out to the farm. We didn't have bags. We didn't have anything. We'd just have them in chilled ice water, and they would have to bring their own bags, and we'd just grab the chicken, put them in their bags, and they'd take them home the day they were butchered.
And although they've had the farm for nearly 30 years, they say it's only been for the past six that they've been operating at the level they're at now.
What's really interesting, when we first started, there were really no local products being used by chefs or the grocery stores. When we started approaching them, they'd be like, oh, you know, no, our product has to come from, you know, the big farms. And like, no, so we got, you know, all the inspections that we needed, and we're like, just try our product.
That's when they started taking their chickens to Kansas City chefs at places like the Classic Cup Cafe and the American Restaurant.
We just took them a chicken one day. We went up the elevator, we're like, here, try it, you know, give this to your chef and try this. And they loved it, and they started buying from us when, really, there weren't very many local people.
Now, the local food scene in Kansas City has really taken off.
We like to say we were local before local was cool.
And Jay says the number of chickens the farm produces has grown.
So we went from 300 to 600 to 1,200 a year, to now we're doing 1,300 a week.
The name Campo Lindo is well known around town by now. But what does it mean? Carol's from Chile, and she says the name comes from a traditional folk song.
Campo bueno, campo bueno, es mi tierra al trabajar.
It talks about a farmer who has a farm, and it's called Campo Bueno, which means pretty country. And then he meets the love of his life, and they make it a home, and it goes from being Campo Bueno, which is pretty farm, to Campo Lindo, which is beautiful farm.
Campo lindo lo voy a llamar.
So, if you've ever bought Campo Lindo eggs, you've probably opened up the carton to find a note about the farm. The person who's behind those notes, that's also Carol.
And the reason I started that is when we first started selling eggs, we were selling to people who would come to the farm. So we'd get to talk to everybody, you know, we caught up. When we started selling through grocery stores, I was like, wait a minute, I'm sending out all these eggs. I'm not getting to talk to anybody. I just missed the communication that I had with our customers. So I was like, well, I'll just start putting a little note.
As a small family farm that does everything mostly by hand, Jay and Carol say that they've hit their ceiling on production and output. And even after years of doing this, they still love that special feeling of seeing other people enjoy their products.
When you see it on the shelf, it's like, oh, wow, we did that.
Pero cuando tenga dueña, campo lindo lo voy a llamar.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Salisa Kalakal.